Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you missed yesterday, you've got to get a segment called About Shaking Your Faith. I believe that they're going to change the name of it to New Year's Resolutions, you know, getting up and going for God by faith in 2013, hopefully, because that's what it's about. You know, don't live another year by somebody else's confusion. You know, you're listening to somebody and they're talking all this stuff and you think, oh, you're right. You've been, what you been doing? They go, I've been watching CNN news. Oh, is that where you're in this room? Yeah, watching in between my programs. It's like, oh my goodness. You know, live for God in 2013. We're going to need, meaning the church at large, all of us, we're going to need people that just stand up and walk from amongst the, out from amongst the crowd. And you think about Jesus. Now, here's Jesus, you know, just doing the everyday life, living, you know, being faithful to his father and to God, Father God and his Joseph and Mary, his mother. And nobody really knew who he was other than, you know, this Mary and Joseph's son. He was going after God, learning Father God and learning everything about the word and just growing in God, even though he was God. And one day there was a crowd of people gathered where John the Baptist, his nephew, his cousin, was obeying Father God and baptizing and just stirring the whole city up. Here he was in the wilderness with no texting, no email, no postal service, but yet everybody was stirred up in a nearby town. He was in the desert, and he was just saying things like, it's really, it's just, you're going to be really surprised. This, it's a very simple message he was talking. He said, repent and be baptized.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How many books can you write on that? You know, repent and be baptized. That's just stirred up everybody.
Yeah.
And you type in repentance on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com. We have some great segments on that. It's not as complicated as religion, you know, or the world has made it out to be. And but it is something that's required, you know, for to walk with God. And so he's preaching in the crowds or everywhere. Religious people are everywhere. But all of a sudden, one day, two... John's surprise, not John Ramos, but John the Baptist, is out of the crowd from amongst all the people that were there, somebody stepped out. Somebody stepped out and stood out, and it was Jesus. And then once he stepped out of the crowd, then John, who was prophesying and telling people that Jesus was coming, he didn't recognize him until he stepped out. He was just one amongst everybody else until he stepped out. But once he stepped out, I mean, instantly he recognized the Son of God. And he just immediately began to talk about who he is and what he's going to do. And Jesus was stepping down to be baptized. I mean, if Jesus was baptized, bro. And he said, you got to baptize me. But he says, you know, I'm not even unworthy to unloose his sandals. Today we would say, I'm not unworthy to untie your Nikes. I mean, that's, there were, it's how he's talking. I mean, think about it. Somebody untie your shoes. And he says, oh no, you gotta baptize me. And he said, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Understand though, that he did not recognize him until he stepped out. So many people want to be recognized before they step out. So many people are waiting, like, I'm just waiting for them to come by and point at me and say, hey, you know, you have ministry inside of you. You have a state inside of you. You got a nation inside of you. You have 15 churches inside of you. You have stadiums inside of you. And until somebody does that, you know, you just stay in the crowd. But that doesn't how it works. But how it works is you trust God, do what God says, and you step out in faith. And as soon as you step out, you find out if it was a fig Newton of your imagination, fiction, right. Fiction, whatever you call that, and or if it was real. And then you have to get over the fear of man versus the fear of the Lord. You know, just live for, it's just so much easier to live for God. Because if you're living for a man, realize you're going to have to change yourself next week because the man's going to change. And so you got to keep changing and doing different. Right. You know, just live for God. Live for God. And so he stepped out. And when he stepped out, he was recognized for who he was. And as soon as he stepped out, John recognized him and said who he was. He baptized him. But as soon as he baptized him, all of heaven recognized him. And his father recognized him. Notice that his father didn't recognize him until he stepped out of the crowd and followed in obedience. He followed in obedience. He was baptized. And what happened? The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus. And all of a sudden, all the way from heaven, you know, you hear Father God talking about his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, listen, this is my son. Can you imagine the roar of heaven? You know, all of heaven is hearing and all of earth is hearing. And it's just God. God's talking about his son. And he says, this is my son. That's my son. And he says, in whom I'm well pleased. I mean, even Jesus didn't start his ministry until he got rightly related and got affirmed by the Father. So many people are trying your hardest. You're working so hard, but you know you're so, you know, insecure. You're fighting all these lies about yourself, and you're trying to be something that nobody's ever affirmed you that you are. Or, you know, you are in the proximity of where you're supposed to be related, but you refuse to be related. And you're hanging around, but you're not getting in.
Mm.
And, of course, requiring for Jesus to get in with the public affirmation of the Father, it meant there was a march to the cross. It was denying of self. It was refusing to exalt himself. He entrusted himself to him who is just and would defend him. He didn't, with loud cries and petitions, even though he was a son, and he could have whacked anybody he wanted to and called down thousands and thousands. I mean, one angel would have just, you know, wear us out.
Right.
I mean, look what happened during Israel and David sinned and counted the people. And one angel's like thumping people off left and right. You can imagine a legion of angels is like, okay, we'll have to have a new earth here. It's over. But he never did it. He never defended himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like Pat. You know, Pat has a great ability to just to stuff buffets against him. You just watch him. And you just hear like angels go, hallelujah. And he just kind of goes, can I get you some water? You know, after just difficult times and all that. And it's nothing like Pat Smith, you know, how good he is at oh, you thought I was talking about, I tell you what, there's times when I'm really good at that. And there's times when I'm not really good at it. And getting a little like, so when are you good at it? But think about it. So he says, this is my son. So what is pleasing to Father God? You know, doing what God wants us to do, letting him defend us, you know, obeying him, living for him and our eternal life with him, and not living for what's here on this earth. Jesus was never concerned about what was here on earth. And you know, I think about 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 15 through 16, where Paul says, you know, we got 10,000 teachers.
Mm.
You know, and there's just, oh, I want to teach. I want to teach. Why? We're choking on teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We're choking. What else are you going to teach? Is Genesis throughout? What else are you going to teach? Just practice doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we got 10,000 teachers, but we have very few fathers. And unless you've been a father, you don't know what I'm talking about. But once you've been a father and you love God and you love your family, I mean, you're going to be a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a broken man because everything in this world where Satan has his throne down here, it has an all-out attack against God's children. And it happened ever since when Jesus was born, that's what happened. When Moses was born, that's what happened. And the enemy's always after, you know, the children of God. You got to fight. You got to fight. It's, you know, I'll be talking about soon. You heard about, you know, PTSD, what, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's post-parental traumatic stress disorder we're talking about. Because I really believe, you know, if you truly love God and you're fighting for your family, you're fighting for your spiritual family and your natural family, I mean, it's a war. You're in a war and things are constantly just blowing up and, you know, defeats and you got to fight again. And you just all of a sudden you're like a robot. Yeah, I got to still, you know, and you're suffering from a post-parental traumatic stress disorder, PPTSD. Wow. So we'll be talking about that.
Wow.
And I just want to encourage you because a lot of, you may think you're the only one suffering from that, but, you know, ask a lot of ministers they're suffering from it. And it's just part of the fight. It's part of the fight. It's happened ever since the beginning of time. And you're not crazy. You're just faithful and you fought. And that's why you're, you know, we honor our natural wars when our soldiers suffer from PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, and we should. I mean, they fight for us, and what happens is tragedy happens, some big thing happens, is death, you know, constantly facing destruction any single moment, which sounds just like David's life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know David had post-traumatic stress disorder.
He had to.
I mean, you mentioned Saul. He goes, you know, I love Saul. I honor Saul. But I got to stay away from Saul right now because he's trying to kill me.
Hello.
You know, one time I risked it and laid down. And he even said this to Saul when he was trying to kill him. He says, my father. Mm. You know, isn't that crazy? It's crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
But it's true. It's true. And but it was all ordained by God in the context of that. But I just want to encourage you that in 2013, you want to step out. And don't say, I'll step out in February. Start stepping out in December so you're already moving when January hits. Because if you wait till January to put your plan together, it won't be till June till you do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then by July, the enemy will tell you the year's over. Why not wait till next year?
Right.
And I'm feeling this. I'm really feeling this, you know, deeply, is that time as we know it is just clicking off the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about the four red moons that are coming up in 16 months from January. And it'll have four red moons. It's only happened like three times, I believe. NASA's documented it. And, of course, you know, Acts, read about it. The moon turns to blood. Mm-hmm. And that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to happen. You know, the other times it happened is when Israel became a nation. It's when another time it happened that when the seven-day war, you know, the 1967 war in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about to happen again. And we have a little bit of time, just a little bit of time, to be able to prepare the side of it. So just between me and you, could you please step out from amongst the crowd? We're going to need some help out here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it could be just 300. You know, there could be masses, you know, that are filling stadiums and all that kind of stuff. But there are 300 people that says, you know what? I am going to blow a trumpet. I am going to shine a light. I am going to lead. I'm going to be a leader in 2013. I'm going to go through the training, whatever I need to do to prepare myself. Because I can't train from what presently is, because I'm just going to do what is. I got to get into the new wine, what God is doing, so I can prepare for the new thing he's doing while I'm honoring the old wineskin, which is God as well, and loving our family all the way through it, preparing for the next generation to come in. I'm telling you, step out from amongst them and be separate, says the Lord. You know, let 2013, not one of those 365 days, be said of you that you took anything off the court of 2013, that you put everything. I mean, even at that, just imagine, this is my last 365 days of my life on earth, and the 365th day I'm going to be standing before the throne of God. Just imagine that. And then live 2013 like that's your last 365 days on earth. It's your last 52 weeks for the year. It's your last 12 months, you know, and Pat John can tell you the hours and the minutes and the seconds and the Sundays, but knowing this,
he can.
Yeah, right. That means you have to. But just imagine that. And then if God happens to give you 2014, you know, plan again. But if he doesn't, look what you did. Look what you did in 2013. And just live for God. And Jesus had to step out. He stepped out from the crowd. And so why he was in the crowd, that's why you're not being recognized. Because you're just wanting to blend in. You're wanting to, and I'm not talking about recognition in regards to men's recognition. Listen, beware when all men talk well of you. And be encouraged when some start talking bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
Or all, because you're being treated like Jesus. But live for God. I mean, the voice, the only voice you may hear when you step out from amongst the crowd is the only voice that matters, which is Father God saying, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And understand, right after he got baptized, the Holy Spirit led him to a time of preparation, which was testing. The Holy Spirit led him to that. And that's a process of preparation. You step out, you get prepared, and get close to those who want to live for God in 2013. And if you can't find anybody, maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. You know, get up with us and find out what's happening. Get up with anybody who wants to live 2013 really now biblically for God, not religiously, not what some whatever is going on, philosophies and all that kind of stuff. Just live for God. Step out from amongst them and be separate and stand up, even if it's only 300 leaders for God that will deliver an entire nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.